Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has given you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet, talking about real-life issues, pop culture, sports, and everything in between. Welcome to The Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing good today. And I have a special guest on today's show. She hasn't been on the podcast in a while, but her and I are back here to talk about something that's, you know, I think not a lot of people will get to really hear about in the podcasting world, and that's parenting. I got Crystal here. Crystal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Cody.
And, you know, we're talking about our son, Jackson, who I told you guys about. And he was recently came into our world about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, and we're just going to kind of talk about what it's been like so far. You know, parenting and, you know, and just what the whole process is, because, you know, I feel like a whole lot of people may not, know, so to speak, about parenting and what they should do and not do. But, Crystal, what has it been like for you so far?
It's been a little stressful because I am breastfeeding. And that's a little stressful for some parents because, you know, some females can produce a lot of milk. Some females can't produce enough milk. And when you have a growing child that grows constantly and sleeps all the time because, you know, they sleep all the time and they say your child sleeps, they grow. Well, you know, our son is constantly hungry, so it's kind of hard to figure out how much he's getting because you can't just, you know, pump. Like, well, you can pump it out, but you can't just, like, automatically put him on the boob and say, oh, this is 3 ounces, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a lot more complicated than what people may realize. And, you know, some of you may who are listening to this podcast, you may know what it's like and what it's all about, you know, but this hopefully will be like an education to some people who are young parents, new parents like us, or maybe you're thinking about having kids, and maybe, you know, after this podcast, maybe you're like, maybe I'm going to call it on the kid thing, for, you know.
Or maybe you'll just be like, oh, good advice. Because there's some people that never got advice or never got help when they had their first kid. And they could be thinking about having a second kid. Or they could be like, you know, because each child is different. So if there are tricks and whatnot, please let us know because we really need them. And, like, we're just out here to help you, people that want to become parents, people that are already parents, or people that are, like, already have their first child, but their second child is on their way, and, you know, we're not telling people how to, like, raise your kids or not. We're just giving our experience, because, you know, we're first-time parents right here.
Yes.
And we're learning how, what every little cries and things mean.
Right, and sometimes it's guesswork is involved, you know, because, like, you know, I'll be...
That's all the time, actually.
You're right. You know, because, you know, I'll be sitting there with Jackson and whatnot, holding him, and then starts getting fussy, and, you know, and you look, and, you know, his diaper's clean, you know, he was fed. You know, so you're just like, okay, what does he want? You know, Recently we introduced him to pacifiers, and he seems to be really taking a liking to those. And I just want to tell people, if you got a really fussy newborn, a pacifier is definitely the way to go, you
Ex
know.
especially if you're like in a car and you just don't feel comfortable breastfeeding him. I mean, I t when my when we're parked, I always like to sit in the car with my son because if he starts fussing, I can just immediately pull him out of his car seat and breastfeed him. I really don't care because I live in Van Wert. If anybody's gonna say something to me in Van Wert, you're gonna get knocked the fuck out. Either mind your own damn business. I'm sorry. That's what how I feel. I'm not if you are looking into my car to basically if you're looking for that, you are fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm in my car and I'm feeding my child. If you are looking in my car, you are fucked up.
Right. We live in a pretty nosy ass town. Hell, there's a Facebook group even called
Nosy asses of Van Wert.
exactly. Yeah, like fucking people in this town look for gossip, and hell, it might be like that for you in your town too, you know? I'm not just saying it only happens here in Van Wert. I'm sure it happens everywhere, but that's just how this town is, you know? You do one little thing and everybody's talking about it, you know? And I've been on the shit end of that stick, a few times, but fuck them, who cares?
Right.
So, like, Crystal, like, when it comes to, like, when, he's fussy and whatnot, and you're not sure what it is, why he's not going to sleep or whatnot, like, how do you, like, kind of cope with that? Because it can be hard. I've already, experienced it myself. It's tough, man. Just hearing him cry and cry, and you're not sure what you did or what you're not doing to keep him calm. It can be frustrating and it can be upsetting.
Well, the first thing is I always try to keep calm. So what I do is like I always wake up because he wakes me up, and I change him and then I try to feed him. And if he goes back to sleep, but he continues to be, if he tries to go to sleep, but he continues to be fussy, I try to continue feeding him and get a little bit more milk in there because sometimes mice like Jackson loves to gulp it. He'll gulp the milk, which gives a little air in there, and then I burp him, which he always gives us a lot of burps.
Yeah.
Even if I gotta put the milk in there to help him poop, because that's how sometimes I feel like he can't poop. And sometimes when he drinks the milk and he gets the air in there, it kind of pushes that down. So I try to help him do that. I try to burp him. If he continues being fussy, I let him cry for a little bit. I mean, I'm not trying to be like neglected towards him. I just let him cry. I let him lay on me and cry and scream, like kind of try to do a loud scream for like a second or two, so I can immediately attach him onto the boob, and that helps calm him down.
Right, because sometimes there's not a lot you can really do, It's just he's fussy, he's crying for whatever reason, and we don't know what it is, So maybe it's kind of best to just let him do it, Try to keep him calm as best you can. I know it can be tough. I mean, I've already been experiencing that, but the best thing to do is just to kind of, ride the wave, ride the storm, and he'll eventually stop,
I mean, they always say like you there's certain formulas out there you can't put in microwaves. They're like, do not microwave this. Okay, if you put it on for maybe like 10 seconds to warm it up a little bit, I don't think that's gonna hurt. Cause me and because like my brother, his daughter had to be on formula, and well, is still on formula. They could not breastfeed her, and they put our milk in the refrigerator, so my mom warmed it up. Well, as soon as they warmed it up, we warmed it up. We tested. You test it on your wrist because that's like your wrist area, forearm and wrist area. is the same sensitive skin like babies.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, it's a process, you know? It really is. And it can be tough, you know?
Yes.
You will get upset. You will get...
It's frustrating.
Frustrated, you know? But Crystal, what are some of the best things that you've experienced since you've had Jackson?
Like, this is like, since I had him, I no longer have to feel like I kind of miss the movement in my stomach when he kicks and stuff, but the best things about it is like when he's sound asleep, how he sleeps. Because the thing about it is my child somehow can sleep on his side.
Yeah, he is a side sleeper like us.
Yeah. Our child sleeps on his side. Like, he did that the day he was born. And he already starts lifting up his head the day he was born. So, he's actually, for someone, like, as old as him, because on Monday he'll be 3 weeks. Yeah, he'll be 3 weeks. Because on the 9th, he has 10 more days, and then he'll be a month, I think. Yeah. So, I just love watching him sleep. Because it's so cute when he sleeps. And it's just so cute how I think he likes to root around for a nipple. Because he just goes, oh, 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 oh. Like, he's trying to find that nipple and attach himself to it. And it's just so cute. He laughs in his sleep.
Yeah.
It's really cute. So, him trying to laugh already, him trying to do a lot of things. You don't expect him to know how to do until, like, he's at least 2 or 3 months. He's already trying to do, so... I'm kind of really happy, like, he sleeps so cute. We just gave him a bath not too long ago, and normally, like, he doesn't really like baths. The first bath he did, he fussed a lot. Second bath, he cried because the bath thing we put him in was already... This is at my dad's house, was already wet, and the bath I just gave him, I was in the bathtub, I had him with me, and I quickly give him a bath, and he's just looking around, he's like, oh, you know, he really enjoyed it. He didn't cry, he didn't fuss anything, so I really feel like, the very beginning of the day, he had to get 2 shots, like, when babies are born, they have to get 2 shots. He cried. The first shot he got, he cried for like a few seconds. The second shot, he didn't even cry. It's like he didn't care. So, I don't know if he's like less pain tolerance, because I'm a lot of pain. Like, I cannot handle pain. Or he's just, I don't know what's up with him. Like, I feel like...
He has my pain tolerance, because I can handle a lot, you know, but but that's the thing. Like, I've noticed, like, you know, when you put him in, like, a new area, like, he hasn't been around yet, because, I mean, he's only been, like, in the living room here and part of the kitchen, but, like, when I went to give him to you in the bathroom, he was just, like, looking around. He was like, ooh. What's this?
You know? Oh, yes. Because when he was first born, Tuesday, when people came to see me, which I'm surprised they allowed that many people come and see me, even with the whole COVID rules.
Right.
As long as there wasn't a lot of people in the room, there was just me, my mom, and one other person, they didn't care how many people came to see me. Thank you, VanWert Hospital. You were amazing. My aunt came to see me, and I guess you guys showed up exactly the same time, but you got there first. And So thank you for kind of just being there, but letting my aunt come to see him for a while, even though she had to leave and stuff because she had to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to see him. Max got to see him. My dad came and saw him. But, like, Tuesday when my aunt was up there with me and he was just looking around, like, he was like, oh. And, you know, babies at his age don't see that. They see black, maybe white, and red. That's all they see, like, color-wise. And then they see shadows.
I think he sees more than that, to be honest.
Yeah, to be honest, I think he might be seeing more than that because he's so alert and curious. Like, he wants to, like, he's alert.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly alert. He's constantly, like, looking around. Like, he's curious. And for somebody his age, it's like, what?
Yeah, like, he's developing, you know, kind of quicker than I, you know, anticipated, you know, because babies, newborns, you know, they're just, like, adjusting to the world outside the womb, you know? So they're not really, like, trying to be hyperactive, but Jackson, man, he's just, like, curious about things, you know? And he picks stuff up, you know? Like, when I was introducing him to his, you know, pacifier, like, he got it, you know? Like, I mean, I know Crystal had some trouble, but... You know, I worked with him, you know, I kept working with him on it, and then he got it. Now it's to the point where he's even holding it with his hand, you know.
So you get him to the point where he can take it out.
Right, he can even take it out himself, which I'm just impressed with,
well,
you know.
The one we had, it has a little loop, and that loop gets caught on his fingers, and he takes, and when he moves his hand, he kind of takes it out. But still, that's kind of learning, like, how he can touch it and take it out, in a way.
Yes.
So, for him to do that, it's like the progress, you know, normal parents go through, like, they only do that when they're 2-3 months old. The fact that he's doing this almost 3 weeks old is very interesting.
Right. Well, it kind of makes me wonder, like, what else, you know, is he going to be capable of doing, you know? Over the next coming months.
Oh, he's already trying to use his knees. He tried to crawl up on me. Like, I'll be sitting at a slant. Mm-hmm. And he tries to crawl up on me. Like, his head on my shoulder and his knees up near my boobs and stuff. Like, straight up trying to crawl already. Like, I really feel like he's trying to use his muscles. And we got to start doing more tummy time with him to help those muscles. He's going to be very fussy and cranky, but, you know, we got to do it for, like, every day, a few minutes more, you know?
Right, and that's another thing, too, like, when we set him in his pack-and-play dome, you know, like, you just take it out, you know, sit on any surface and put him in it. Like, when we put him in there to sleep, sometimes he'll find his way over to one side of the pack-and-play of the dome, and I'm like, bud, how did you get over there?
Like, you have all this space and you want only right up against the wall on this side? How?
it's crazy, you know? Like, I don't know how he does it, but he does, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, he really is, you know... I mean, I'm sure, you know, every parent thinks this, but, you know, I think he's, like, the cutest, adorable baby I've ever seen, you know?
Well, I mean, he is your son, so, of course, you'll say that with your own son. I mean, I've seen some cute, adorable babies in my life, too. And then I've seen some, like, his mom just showed me this picture of a 3-month-old. And this baby's chunky. I mean, chunky, chunky. But he looks like he has a head of a man.
Yeah, that kid's got a big head. Like, damn.
And you should be talking.
Hey, I know I got a big head, too. But, damn, look at that kid, man.
No, it just looks like he has a 30-year-old man's head. I'm sorry. You're 30 years old.
Yeah, don't remind me.
He looks like he has, like... Like, you know, between the 30s and 40s of a man's head on, like, a 3-year-old's body. I literally thought this was, like, well, this is 3-month-old. year, like, month old baby. But here, like, I thought this was at least a year old or 2 year old baby, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's just the way some babies look, you know? Which, when he gets, like, to his twos, when he starts walking and crawling, he's gonna lose most of that weight.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And the thing about, you know, the babies, that, you know, it really, you know, the DNA from both parents kind of plays into it. And no, it's not just, you know, your DNA, it's, you know, relatives, you know? Because sometimes, you know, kids look a lot like an aunt or a grandparent and whatnot.
Yeah, they
you know?
Don't even look like the mom and dad, but they can look like a grandparent or an aunt.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, when he first came out of the womb and whatnot, everybody kept telling me, yep, you know, he definitely looks a lot like Cody, you know?
Oh, and when I saw his nose and his eyes, like, the first thing I thought was his nose, because he has that round-shaped nose like you do, man.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here's the thing. He also has that.
Right.
He also gets that from my mom's side.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how genetics, you know, really plays a role in how we're created, you know? And, you know, and I'm not trying to make this into a science discussion or whatnot, right. You know, but it's amazing, you know. It's kind of astounding to me how a person can look based on their genetic makeup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely has our eye color, you know, we're both blue eyes.
Yeah.
So.
He has my ears.
Yeah.
He has this part of my ears. Yours is like, he has my ears.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think he has your hands but in my feet.
Oh, that kid's definitely got my hands, man.
Oh, God.
And feet.
No, he's got my toes.
He's
got the one pinky that curls.
Oh, he's going to have big hands and feet just like me, man.
Just so you guys know what I said about that one kid, I wasn't making fun of him. I don't make fun of children. Okay, I have no problem with children. It's just, you know, I'm just saying, like, it just amazed me how, you know, this baby was 3 months old. And I thought he was at least two. At least one or two. So that's what I'm saying, like, looks can be deceiving, too.
Yes, very
I'm not
much
trying
so.
To make fun. I wasn't trying to make fun of him, so I am going to say that. I just don't want people to be like, this chick just made fun of this kid. No, I wasn't making fun of him, guys. I don't make fun of babies.
Well, I just want to say this right now. You know, I mean, people, you know, who listen to this podcast, like, here's the thing. You know, I can like my own kid. You know, I can love my own kid, but I don't have to like everybody else's kid, you know? I mean, like, when my siblings and stuff have their own kids, and yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I'll be a supportive uncle, you know, but, like, that's the thing. I don't have to like everybody else's kids, you know? I mean, hell, there's only two, like, kids I, you know, really care for. And that's not saying I don't care about infants or anything like that, because I do. But, like, on a personal, you know, level, you know, and then that's my own son. And then Marcel's kid, Carmen, you know. You know, I mean, I have that connection and whatnot, you know. But yeah, but that's the thing, like, you know, like, I mean, we're not trying to, like, make fun of anybody else's kids, you know?
Like I said, there's some adorable kids out there, and there's some kids that makes me question how old they are, because of just the way they look, and I'm not saying they're, like, looking bad or anything, I'm just saying it's, like, it's amazing. This kid he was chunky, nice curly red hair, in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, he just made me think he looked like a year old, or at least two. If you would look at the picture, you would be like, holy shit.
Yes. let's get into I don't know how to say this, but maybe like the negative side to parenting, you know, like what some of the hardest things you've had to endure since being a mom.
The hardest things is like a sleep schedule. You know, you lose sleep.
Yes.
There's no such thing as sleep.
You basically got to get sleep in when you can, you know? Like,
what the people say is you sleep when they sleep.
But then again, I may not want to, may not feel tired at that time, you know? Because, like, today, I mean, we've been up with him, like, the past two nights, you know? I mean, yeah, ish, you know, he did better last night, but, like, Thursday night, oh, man, you know, it was a struggle for sure, but, you know, I mean, I got a nap in today, you know, and then I was good for the rest of the day, but, yeah, you basically...
I caught some naps in.
You're right, I mean, you gotta get sleep whenever you can, you know, and it can be tough, you know, but that's the thing, you know, like, you have got to keep yourself, you know, awake. Because, you know, he can't take care of himself, you know, he's dependent on us to take care of him, you know, change him, feed him, you know, all that. So, if anybody's watched or listened to this podcast right now and you're thinking about parenting or becoming a parent, having kids and whatnot, then you need to do your homework, you know.
Definitely, and just so you know, you cannot read every book out in this world about parenting and say, oh, I got this, because I'm telling you what, like, I didn't even read any books. I didn't even plan on being pregnant. It just happened.
I mean, the thing about it is, you know, I think a lot of it's common sense, you know, but then again, people don't have really a lot of common sense, right? So, like, I mean, of course, you know, when, you know, he pees or poops, change a diaper, you know, when he's peed on his clothes, you know, you change him, you know, when he's, you know, after you feed him, you burp him, you know, and then when he's tired, and get him to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
Some days are a lot easier than others, you know. Like, today's, I think, has been a pretty good day, you know, for Jackson.
It was an okay day. I mean, like, Thursday he had his bad day.
Yeah, that was
Wednesday night, he had his bad day.
Yeah.
Thursday morning. All Thursday, like, he was mostly sleeping and whatnot. This morning, he kind of had a rough morning. But, yeah, he had, like, he's now kind of mostly sleeping and whatnot. Like, because he's 3 weeks old. So, a three-week-old baby, the most sleep they should get a day is 16 hours. The most.
Mm-hmm. But not every day that's not going to be possible, you know. But, you know, you just got to, you know, roll with it, you know.
Like, I'm telling you, like, another negative thing is you're going to lose time to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And another negative thing, like, I see my brother, like, he can have me, well, I try to help him as much as I could before I had my son. And he easily just bottle fed his daughter. So we could change her bottle feeder, put her to sleep. Right now, they're having so trouble of keeping her to go take a nap and keeping her to sleep. She constantly fusses and stuff, which is kind of funny when she fusses, because when she starts, she goes, meh. And I just go, meh, at her. So me and her go back and forth, and I'm like, sorry, Max, I'm having a conversation with your daughter. Like.
And that's the thing, when they get, you know, upset and whatnot, and they're crying and carry on, you cannot get mad at them, you know?
Exactly. But the thing is, my brother gets a little frustrated with her, because he's like, she won't shut up. You can't be like that.
Right.
Obviously, you need to give her to somebody else, because how is it when my dad takes her, within 5 seconds, she goes immediately to sleep?
I mean, the thing about it is, like, you just gotta roll with it, you know, because hell, like, earlier, I was changing his diaper, and right when I was about to put a clean diaper on him, he peed on himself, you know? So, yeah, I mean, just stuff like that, you know, it kind of...
And that's when we gave him a bath.
Right, and that's when we gave him a bath, so...
I was already in the bathtub, so it made sense.
Yeah, so sometimes it can be, like, unpredictable what's going to happen, you know? I guess it kind of keeps life a little bit interesting, you know?
Yeah, you know, I drained my bathtub with the hot water and added, like, a medium cold, like, the warmth water like it should have been
for
him.
Mm-hmm. That kind of worked out, you know, in the end. But yeah, man, like, you just gotta kind of roll with it. I know it's tough, it's frustrating, but in the end, when he gets to be, an
I think
adult 18 years from now, he'll be proud and be like, you know what? That's my kid,
Dude, when my kid grows up, no matter how old he is, I'm always gonna be proud of him. 'Cause there's like times in the year where he's gonna do something and you're gonna be so mad and kind of a little bit of disappointment. But I don't think you should ever tell your kid you're disappointed in them. Because I think that hurts their self-esteem so bad. You should be like a little angry, but never say I'm disappointed in you at them.
I mean, if they do something wrong, then you can. I mean, you should be like, all right, I wasn't really happy about what you did there, but, I mean, this is gonna be a learning experience,
I know some people are probably saying like, oh, just wait, you're talking to them aren't gonna help, Every kid's different.
And that's the thing, like these are the years I think are the most important for kids because, I mean, I think it really shapes like who they will be as teenagers because once they become a teenager, they're becoming like a young adult, like this is their precursor for being a young adult because, I mean, when you go through puberty and stuff, technically you are a young adult at that point, scientifically and biologically, but emotionally and mentally you're not there, so yeah, like, but I think how you treat them and how you raise them now from till one till they're 13 really shapes the course of their
Well,
future.
they say 11 and 12 are their preteens, and then 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 are their teenagers. 18 and 19 is the young adult, and then 20 to up.
So yeah, but it really starts at the beginning, and we have a
Even
long
though,
ways to go, but
yeah. You know how they say like 18 you're considered an adult? Well, they really, some people don't consider their kid 18 or 19 because it still has teen in it. They consider them as young adults. And I really feel like that's how it should be. They are young adults because at 18 years old, they're considered as adult. So 18 and 19, they should be considered as a young adult. But 20 on up is when they're the full adult. Because I feel like that's when they actually become more responsible. And then.
I think once you hit 21,
In my opinion.
that's when you're considered a full-fledged adult because by then you can
Drink.
drink and
You can smoke.
smoke, doing adult things. So, but yeah, but anyways, we're trying to, I don't know, I guess educate, share our experiences so far, And yeah, I think this has been an informative podcast, don't you think? So yeah, man. And if there's any young parents out there who has advice for Crystal and I, you can, hit me up on social media, Twitter and Instagram at the Cody Springer. I'd like to thank everyone for their support of this podcast, and Crystal, thank you for coming on to
You're
do this
welcome.
with me. I know it's been a while since we've done a podcast,
Over
and
a year.
yeah, I mean,
January was like a year.
right, yeah.
But I've been busy, you've been busy, you had your accident. I was pregnant. I didn't find out till September, so I've been pregnant since like August, and I had my son. We had, I had our son in April. It's just been very busy.
Yes, it has. But we're here now, us and Jackson. So yeah, man. I think this has been, quite the podcast, and you guys will be interested in hearing more parenting podcasts. Then we can give you guys an update on how things are going. But until then, we're signing out.
Peace.
See ya.